soup and how to make it and related matters. And this is was inspired, I guess, by Phil Searle, Daylight Gambler, on Audio Boo. And he has asked people to contact him and give him their favourite recipes, or even encourage people on Audio Boo to make boos about soup. Now, first of all, I have to say that I went through a soup-making phase in my life where I made an awful lot of soups. And, yes, well, I won't go into my recipes because I'm not as good as the person I'm going to recommend. Now, Wholesome Ireland is the person you need to get in touch with in relation to soups. She is very, very wholesome. She is, if you aren't following her on Audio Boo, she is absolutely, you know, worth connecting with, trying her out. And that's, she's at home. She has a job from home. She has her own business. And one of the things about her business is that she gives recipes and she publishes a blog and all that. And if you haven't come across her, Phil Searle, or Daylight Gambler, then that would be my number one thing. And the last thing I have to say on this is that as I thought to myself, what was my favourite soup of all? And that is really impossible to answer because, you know, like everybody probably, you know, nearly lived on soup for a chunk of my life. But one that I remember was in Northern Ireland, and I was over there running a training course, and in the hotel, and this had to have been made, you know, freshly in the hotel, it was a tomato soup with gin, right? With gin. Now, I remember it as being fantastic. Now, I mean, it can't have had a massive amount of gin in it. I mean, the training course had to be run in the afternoon as well as the morning, so I'm quite sure that we didn't all get pissed at lunchtime and on the soup. In fact, I don't remember how many of us had the soup, but I have never forgotten that soup. So, in fact, if Wholesome Ireland has a good recipe, although she doesn't really go in for recipes that cost a lot of money, because one of her differentiators from, we'll say, anyway, some of those people whose names have gone out of my head, who, you know, get you to buy the very best ingredients and all that sort of stuff. She's different from that because she is actually helpful to people on a tight budget. So enough about that. But if anybody out there, I could do it myself. I know how to make cook soup. So I could actually do it. I'm just intrigued to know if anybody's had tomato soup with gin in it before. Actually, I think that there was, in addition to gin, there was a herb, which I'm pretty certain was basil. I mean, tomato and basil soup is the, you know, there's nothing novel about tomato and basil soup now. I don't know when it was invented. But anyway, it's I'm just glad that Phil has brought up this topic, because it's given me a chance to recommend one of my favourite podcasters. Okay, thanks very much. Bye.